Right, so I'm here at Martin Grove after tonight's 7-0 victory over Lordswood. James, it must have been the reaction he was looking for after the 1-0 defeat to Erith Town last Friday.
Yeah, it was. To be fair, I knew I'd get a reaction because I know what the players are like. It's I knew we'd get a reaction. I knew we'd play well because I know that we're a good side. And when we score the first goal, we go on to score a lot of goals. It's just getting that first goal. But obviously really pleased to score 7 as well.
And Aaron Jeffrey got 5, but one of your new signings tonight, Tyrus Gordon-Young, says he's got the touch on the line to claim his first goal.
Yeah, he's got the first one. I'm pleased with him. I mean, he was nowhere near fit, but we sort of took a little bit of a gamble because Brems is injured. He's been playing with an injury, credit to him, but he needs a rest. And then Huntley had work commitment, so we just sort of took a gamble. We weren't sure if we'd get anything out of him. And obviously, this worked out perfectly because he's got a goal, but he's nowhere near fit. So.
Yeah, but he lasted only about 20 minutes before he had to hobble off. Looking good for Saturday, or?
No, I wouldn't imagine he'll be available Saturday, but Huntley will hopefully be back. And it gives Brems another week to get back, so we've got a lot of options going forward.
And, of course, Taylor McDonough, you brought in from Cray Wanderers. He played for us last season. And he put in a decent shift today.
Yeah, I thought he was excellent. I thought he was really good. He was a player that I wanted to keep. We spoke to him, wanted to keep, but he decided to go to Cray and test himself at a higher level. And I know Tony Russell massively rates him and thinks that he will go on to bigger and better things. I think he's just got a bit more of an experience right back there at the moment. But he came in and I thought he looked real quality tonight.
And, of course, Aaron Jeffrey, 5 goals. What do you say about that?
It's what he does, isn't it? I've been critical of him. We had a conversation. We was on the phone for each other for 45 minutes last night. And I know Taz anyway, but it was good to have a conversation with him. And he should have had a couple more in the first half and he's beaten himself up. But I'm glad that he kept going. But I thought his work rate and his runs off the ball were unbelievable. And if he does that, he'll be a handful for anyone in this level.
Okay. After the last 1-0 defeat against Glebe, you went 3 games on a winning streak. Looking for the same sort of thing against Rochester on Saturday?
Yeah, definitely. I went and watched Rochester and think Rochester are a good side. Look, we just said to the boys, look, forget about league tables, forget about who we're playing. We'll respect each team, but let's just worry about us and let's make sure we play well. And I think if we play well, we'll give ourselves a very good chance of winning football matches.
That seems a good place to finish. James, well done.
Cheers, Frank.
Cray Valley manager James Collins after tonight's 5-0 win at Eden Park Avenue against Beckenham Town. But James, we've all read your comments on Stephen McCartney's site after Friday's night.